Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms.
Big ones, little ones, itty bitty bitty ones. I'm going to eat some worms for a silly little song. But I learned it as a kid because there was a time when people didn't like me and I wanted people to like me. Have you ever been in that situation where you have done something or haven't done something because you want people to think you're a nice person, or you just want to fit in with the crowd, or it's important that other people like you? Why do we live our life like that? Because I'm different, completely different, unique from you, and you're completely different and unique from anybody else. So why do we care what other people think? Why is it important to do the things that other people want us to do versus living our life the way we want to live it? And wouldn't it be nice if we could take away that whole process of, I care what people think. I want my family to like me, my friends to like me, the crowd to like me. I want to be liked on social media. I want to be somebody that other people like. Surely the most important question is this: do I like me? And even more important, do I respect me? When you look in your mirror, when you're inside your own headspace, do you like who you are? Do you respect yourself? Do you want to be friends with yourself? Doesn't matter. And there's that great expression, the rest of the world loves me but I hate me, versus I love and respect who I am and the rest of the world hates me. Now, you might want to have both. You might want to love and respect yourself and have everybody else like you. But I always ask this question: there's over 7 billion people now, maybe 8 billion people in the world. How can we possibly expect that everybody's going to like us? You, as a one person who has to live inside your body and live inside your head every single day, surely that person needs to really like you. So what are you doing every day to make sure that you like yourself, not other people like you? And is it possible that if you do things to please other people, you end up not liking yourself? And I use some of the simple things. I remember as a kid, one of the reasons I was bullied, I never wanted to smoke, I never wanted to drink, and I never wanted to take drugs. And there was lots of reasons for that. I've always wanted to be healthy, fit and strong, and I've always, since the age of 13, I've been an exercise professional. So I had no interest in putting rubbish into my body. But there was a lot of peer group pressure, that's what it was called when I was a child or a teenager, to smoke, to drink, to take drugs. And at my school there was a lot of stuff about stealing or cheating or... And it was that you were in the in crowd if you smoked, drunk, took drugs, cheated, stole and did crappy stuff to your own life and to other people's lives. Well, I didn't want to live like that, so I got bullied for that. People didn't like me. But I imagine that if I had smoked and drunk and taken drugs and been a criminal, that I might not have liked myself very much, even if other people liked me. So I'm just using that as an example. People might be wanting you to do stuff. They might want you to have a certain career path. They might want you to have a certain financial status. They might want you to be in a certain relationship. You should marry this person, or you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person. But what if that's not going to make you happy? What if it's going to make you disrespect yourself? And is that the ugliest place to live, where you don't have self-respect? If you look in your mirror, if you're living inside your headspace and you love who you are and you respect yourself, is it possible that it doesn't matter what's going on out there? And that's where I wanted to live, and that was a long, slow process. I made the decision that I had to stop caring what other people think. And one of the ways to do that, of course, is to stop listening to what other people say about you. And I'm very privileged that when I made that decision, there was no social media. So now with social media, there's a really, it's almost like an adrenaline rush. I've got all these likes on social media, or all these people are following me, or all these people have subscribed to me, or everybody in the world loves me. But really, do they? If 50,000 people like you, is that because they really like you? Or is it just that it was something that you did? So here's a great question. How about, rather than care what other people say and what other people do and the way other people live their lives, what if every single day at the end of your day, and this is just a personal thing that's worked for me beautifully, all I ask at the end of the day is, am I proud of myself? Have I done the things today that I would be happy to share with the world because I'm proud of who I am? And that's not because I care what other people think, but if somebody looks into my life, into my headspace, can read my thoughts, would I be proud of that? And I always use the example, at a very young age, I picked 5 words to describe me as a person. I wanted to live my life as that person. So when I look at my life, I have to ask the question, did today, did I live as a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person? They're my words. And if I can't say yes to that, I don't like who I am and I don't like that feeling. Now, if other people look into my life and say, well, she doesn't live as a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional woman, I should be embarrassed about that because that's what I'm telling the world that I am. What I'm asking is, why would you pretend to be something that you're not for other people to like you? If you be you and other people like you, isn't that awesome? But I think the most important word here is not like or love, it's respect. A lot of people might not like you, but if you live the life that you've promised to be, if you live with integrity, if you pick five words, and yours are obviously going to be different to mine, but if I live as a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person, and I can look at myself at the end of the day and I can live inside my body and live inside my brain, knowing that I've been that person every day, is it possible that I will like myself and people are more likely to respect me? If I say I'm tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional, and really I'm negative and nasty and undisciplined and lazy and unhealthy and live my life the opposite to what I'm saying, then I probably deserve people not to like me because I'm not living with integrity. I'm not living as what I'm telling the world that I am. So there's two parts to that. Who cares what other people think? You need to care what you think. But if you are living as the person that you are proud of and that you respect, is it possible that other people will respect you? Now, there's another interesting side note to that. People might not like you even more. Because in a world where everybody's pretending to be something and they're putting out an image to the world that might not be true, when they come across somebody that is living to, and I always ask these questions, what are your core values? What do you stand for? What would you die for? And what are five words to describe you as a person? Now, you don't need five words. You could have 10 or 27. Doesn't matter. But if you're living as that person and the people around you are living as a fake person, so they're pretending to be something that they're not, they might end up hating you even more. And here's a great question. Who bloody cares? If you love who you are and other people don't like you, versus everybody else likes you, but you don't like who you are. And I think that's the ultimate question. Do you love and respect yourself? And here's my dog's just barked. And this is the thing I love about dogs. They're so honest and they live with integrity because they are who they are. But my dogs love me. And here's a really ultimate question about love and respect. Am I the person that my dogs believe me to be? My dogs trust me. They know that I'm going to look after them. They give me unconditional love. Do I deserve their unconditional love? Am I living as the person that my dogs can trust? And for me, that's far more important than anybody else out in the world because the world will do whatever it's going to do. But I have to live here with me, inside my head, inside my body, and so do you. Are you proud of who you are? Do you want to be friends with you? Do you respect yourself? And could that be a great way to live your life to the max? Super duper doo, how are you living your life to the max, not giving a damn what other people think? Woohoo!